Hello again, and welcome back to Lulu's Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到露露的小酒馆。Before I got the flu, we started a topic talking about numbers, and we barely covered half and one. So today, let's go back to that topic. The key word of the day is again numbers, where we are going to talk about 2, 3, 4, and 5.They're all very simple numbers, but lots of stories behind them. Lots of interesting expressions that you might be able to use in your daily speech. I don't know if you still remember. In the first episode of this number series, we talked about prefixes for half and one.
我们上一次是从前缀开始讲的。
We had semi, hemi, and we also had mono and uni. So with the number two,We start with the prefix, which is bi, B-I.
二的前缀是 bi.
The simplest word would of course be bicycle. Two cycles, so bicycle. And nowadays we also talk about becoming bilingual. Bilingual. Lingual, languages or tongues. So bilingual is someone who speaks two languages very well. About the word two itself, one of the common expressions is in two minds about something. If you say, I'm in two minds about this job, that means you cannot really decide whether to take it or not. It's like you have two minds and they don't agree with each other. In two minds, cannot decide.A very interesting expression in English says, it takes two to tangle. It takes two to tangle. Tangle is a kind of dance. It takes two to tangle.
一个人跳不了 tango, 得要两个人。
Essentially means that it takes two people to do something. And this thing can be good and also can be bad. For instance, you can say, I can't possibly finish this on my own. It takes two to tangle.But you can also say, it takes two to ruin a relationship. It takes two to ruin a relationship.
感情破裂也不是一个人的错。
When a relationship fails, it's never just one person's problem. Both sides should take responsibilities. It takes two to ruin a relationship. Another very interesting expression you probably hear a lot in TV and movies is...The idea of number one and number two, especially in colloquial use.
口语里面还会说到 number one, number two.
Well, it's originally kids' language. Number one, number two. It's an indirect way to describe what you need to go to the bathroom for.
大家可以想想看上厕所的这个委婉语。中文里我们委婉地说上小号、上大号。
In English, it becomes number one and number two.Moving on to three, the prefix for three is tri, T-R-I. And you probably immediately thought of bicycle and then tricycle. Two wheels is a bicycle. Three wheels is a tricycle.
三轮车叫 tricycle.
And also we can have triangle, triangle. Three angles, the shape is a triangle.
三角形。
Many of the romance comedy is based on love triangle, three people in love. In sports, we have triathlon, triathlon, where you have to compete in three different activities.
铁人三项叫做 triathlon.
About the word three itself, in English, there is a saying goes, two's company, three's a crowd. Two's company,Three's a crowd. Two's company means two people. They can be very happy together. They can keep each other company.
两人可以作伴。
But three is a crowd. A crowd is a group of people, a group of many people. So usually when you say two's company, three's a crowd, means two people is enough. Add one more, the third person would be one too many.
三人就嫌太多了。
And this third person...is sometimes called a third wheel. A third wheel. Think about a bicycle.
A bicycle is good enough with two wheels. It's unnecessary to add in another. The third wheel is usually the person that really shouldn't be there.
就是中文这个电灯泡的意思。
For instance, you can say, It's your date night with your boyfriend. I don't want to be the third wheel, so I'm not going to go with you. I don't want to be the third wheel. In Chinese, we say 事不过三 usually means I will not let you do the same thing three times. In English, you have two different expressions about the third time. The first one is called third time is the charm. Third time is the charm. Now this means the third time you try to do something, it will work. You will succeed. For instance, you called someone twice, they didn't pick up. So try another time. Third time is the charm.Or you take the test twice already and failed twice, your friend would say, try another time. Third time is the charm.
这个意思是说第三遍一定能够成功，是跟中文的事不过三有点相反。
The more similar expression would be three strikes, and you're out.
三振出局。
This is originally related to baseball. Don't know if any of you play baseball.
不知道有没有人比较了解棒球。
I'm not going to go into details. Three strikes and you're out essentially means if you make the same mistake the third time, the result will be very serious. In the US legal system, there is the idea of three strikes law.
那在美国的法律体系里面就有这个 three strikes law. 因为严重罪行进攻两次的话那之后的第三次的 third strike,
you will receive more severe sentencing.
那第三次就会量刑严重。
In day-to-day life, we sometimes say three strikes to warn other people that we are only going to tolerate your mistake twice. The third time, we will no longer be friends. Probably you've seen it in some TV or movies, and people say, strike two.
第二次啦，还有一次机会。
So this is the idea of three strikes and you're out. From three to four, the prefix becomes quadri. You probably know the word quadruple.
四倍叫做 quadruple.
Or the word quarter. Quarter is one fourth of something.
四分之一叫做 quarter.
A quarter of an hour is 15 minutes.A quarter of a year is 3 months. That was one fourth of something. A music-related word having to do with four is the word quartet.
四重奏叫做 quartet.
Starting with chord, quarter, a quartet. Interestingly, in Chinese, when we think of curse word, we think of 三字经是骂人的在中文里。But in English, it's four-letter word.Think of some of the four-letter words. For example, the F word, the word starting with F. That is a four-letter word.
在英文里骂人可以是四字经。
So shouting four-letter words, essentially, you're shouting curse words. We finish off with the number five. Thinking of five, probably one of the famous words is pentagon.Pentagon is a shape with five sides.
五边形叫做 pentagon.
But also, pentagon in the US,
五角大楼也叫做 pentagon.
We finish off with a common expression using five. This is the also popular high five. To open your palm and raise your right hand and slap the other person's palm.
击掌叫做 high five.
Sometimes people say, give me five, usually to celebrate. For instance, our team has won, high five, or give me five. Sometimes people just say, give me five. So in this second episode of the numbers series, we have covered 2, 3, 4, and 5, some of the interesting expressions and words. We will do one more episode for the series that covers larger numbers.In the end, I still would like to say, if you like my program, please Please don't forget to follow and subscribe, and feel free to share my program with your friends.
如果喜欢露露的小酒馆，不要忘记关注和订阅，以及分享给你的朋友哦。
I'll see you next time. Bye.